Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Are the words about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control.
We think we have it very well under control.
We pretty much shut it down.
A lot of people think that goes away in April with the heat. We're in very good shape. I think it's going to work out fine.
Very well under control in our country.
I think that's a problem that's going to go away.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. I mean, view this the same as the flu.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
We are working on cures, and we're getting some very good results.
We only have 15 people, and they're getting better.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. And this is their new hoax.
If you're healthy, probably go through a process, and you'll be fine.
You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No.
Some of them go to work, but they get better.
It'll go away. We're doing very well, and we've done a fantastic job. It will go away. Just stay calm.
We have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe.
It's going to go away.
1.4 million tests on board next week, and 5 million within a month. I doubt we'll need anywhere near that.
It's something that we have tremendous control of, and I think we're going to win faster than people think, I hope. Parts of our country are very lightly affected.
You're going to lose a number of people to the flu, but you're going to lose more people by putting a country into a massive recession or depression.
They have to go back to work. I think it's going to happen pretty quickly.
I don't believe you need 40,000 or 30,000 ventilators.
2.2 million deaths. If we could hold that down, as we're saying, to 100,000, it's a horrible number. We all together have done a very good job. Stay calm. It will go away. You know it is going away.
We think the death will be at a very low number.
It's going to go away, hopefully at the end of the month, and if not, it hopefully will be soon after that.
Our states, generally speaking, they're really flat. The CDC is advising the use of non-medical cloth face covering. It's voluntary. You don't have to do it.
It will go away.
There are certain sections in the country that are in phenomenal shape already. Other sections are coming online. Other sections are going down. Hard to believe that if you had 60,000, you can never be happy. But that's a lot fewer than we were originally told. It may not come back at all.
This is going to go away.
It's going to go. It's going to leave. It's going to be gone. It's going to be eradicated.
Will some people be affected? Yes. Will some people be affected badly? Yes. But we have to get our country open.
Lives will be lost to reopen the country.
It's possible there will be some with or without a vaccine. It's going to pass, and we're going to be back to normal.
This virus is going to disappear.
I feel about vaccines like I feel about tests. This is going to go away without a vaccine.
We prevailed on testing.
If we didn't do any testing, we would have very few cases.
At some point, it'll go away. Many of these people aren't very sick, but they still go down as a case.
If we stop testing right now, would have very few cases, if any.
It goes away.
It's going to fade away.
The numbers are very minuscule compared to what it was. It's dying out.
Many call it a virus, which it is. Many call it a flu. What difference?
Got to get it open. People need it. You know, people get sick from the other also. It's not just from the virus.
I know nothing.
Cases are rising in 36 states, flat in 12 states, and declining in only two. Hey, everybody. Sorry about yesterday. Not our fault. It was our internets. We don't know what happened. All we know is at 7:13 a.m. we got a notice that we had the internet. So here we are. Thank whatever. It's just amazing. So today, it just goes. It just goes. I mean, over the weekend, you know, we were making notes, compiling stories. And it was like by Monday morning, we were like, wow, just oh, wow. Because we found out that there was a story in the New York Times about bounties on the soldiers' heads that Trump said he didn't know about. It turns out he was briefed about it. Not only was he briefed about it orally, ew, but also in writing. We know what day it was. Then we found out that Corona was like on Friday. Florida, by Saturday, Florida had added 20,000 new cases. 20,000 new cases just in Florida. And then he's still out there saying it'll all go away and everything is fine. Now we have testimony today from Dr. Redfield from the CDC. We also had testimony in the Senate today from the NIH, from Anthony Fauci. Front page of the New York Times today, Trump got a written briefing on the Russian bounties. I mean, it's just like some in the GOP are starting to see their reelection chances plummet. So some in the GOP are speaking out about this treasonous activity by the Trump administration where, you know, look, our soldiers, force protection doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. This man, I mean, everything's for sale. And I'm looking at, like, you know, coronavirus testing was supposed to be free. Remember he told, oh, don't worry about it. It's all free while he's in court trying to dismantle the ACA. I mean, on Thursday, they put their brief in and they could have told the court, and we're withdrawing our plea to dismantle the ACA. But oh no, they went ahead. And then we find out that people are being billed different amounts for their coronavirus tests, different amounts. It's not free. Two friends in Texas, this is from the New York Times also, two friends in Texas were tested for coronavirus. One paid in cash, even though he had insurance, because he just thought he didn't feel like going through the insurance process and, you know, having to pay on the other side of it with a deductible being what it is. So he paid $199 in cash. His friend got a bill for $6,408 for her coronavirus tests. See, now this goes right alongside our experience, right? Remember mine? Remember my experience? We went for fake antibody tests, right? I didn't even want to tell you the name of the urgent care place because it was a total circus there. It was just so freaky, the whole thing, that we started to do a quarantine count after we visited this freaking unsafe, ridiculous excuse for an urgent care, right? Anyway, Jessica's antibody test was $45. Howard, because he had Medicare, his was zero. And mine was like $145. Same place, same exact place, all different prices for the antibody test. But we were told the coronavirus test would be free. They're not free. And there's all different, you know, emergency rooms, $1,684 for using the facility, $634 to see one of its doctors, $5,649 in bills. You know, this whole thing is crazy. And you know what's the connective tissue between all of this? Americans continue to sacrifice, whether it's on a battlefield in Afghanistan, someplace in Iraq, okay, where you remember we had the Iranians launch a missile attack as retribution for Trump's killing of their main general Soleimani, and the Iranians launched against our troops in Iraq, and you had all these guys with brain injury, traumatic brain injury from the explosion. And Donald Trump, you know, they sacrificed for us over there, right? And Donald Trump said, oh, so they have headaches. TBI, traumatic brain injury. Oh, so they have headache. Again, they sacrificed for, then with the coronavirus, it's the same thing. Everybody sacrificed for the coronavirus. Everybody went into their homes in New York City. People lost their jobs across the country. People went without paychecks. People are struggling with applying for their unemployment insurance. You got some Disney employees that still, after all these many weeks, haven't gotten anything from their unemployment claims, right? So here we are sacrificing like crazy. Here, abroad, wherever you look, for this country, and this president wastes all of our sacrifice. That is the connecting tissue. That is the connective tissue that runs through every single thing that we have been through in the last 5 months, in the last 3.5 years.